Ranch and Gene Autry.
I'm back in the saddle again. I'll bet a friend is a friend. I'm back in the saddle again.
That's right, folks, from New York City, your friendly local merchant who sells and displays helpful, refreshing, delicious Double Mint chewing gum invites you to a visit with all the gang here at Bellady Ranch. Johnny Bomb, the Pinafores, the Cass County Boys, Parker Fenley, Carl Cotner, and yours truly, Charles Stark. But right now, meet the boss man himself, America's favorite cowboy, Gene Autry.
He always sings, dragging music to the cattle as you swing, back and forward in the saddle on a hoe, at a synchronized beat, while a funny meter makes a roar of his repeater, how they run. When they hear the fellow's son called the Western folks all know, he's a highfalutin, shooting, scooting son of a gun from Arizona, ragtime cowboy Joe.
Out in Arizona where the bad men are, the only thing to guide you is an evening star. The roughest, toughest man by far is ragtime cowboy Joe. He got his name for singing to the cows and sheep. Every night they say he sings the herd to sleep. In a battle rich and deep, running soft and low.
He always sings, dragging music to the cattle as he sings. Back and forward in the saddle on a horse. That's a syncopated gait, and there's such a funny meter to the roar of his repeater, how they run. When they hear the fellow's gun, cause the Western folks all know. He's a highfalutin, scootin', shootin' son of a gun from Arizona. Ragtime cowboy, talk about your cowboy, ragtime cowboy Joe. Well, well, thank you a lot there, friends and neighbors. Yes, sir, here it is Saturday night again, and time for our usual Melody Ranch get-together, which means, incidentally, it's the big day in the week for us because we sure do like company. And we like to see all of our guests who have a good time, too. But then I guess we're no different than you folks are in that way because when guests come calling at your home, well, you want them to enjoy themselves, too. So let me give you a little hint. Pass around a couple of packages of refreshing, delicious Double Mint chewing gum. That's what we do at Melody Ranch, and it sure helps to make things more enjoyable. Yes, sir, treating your guest to that swell Double Mint gum is a friendly thing to do. Besides that, it costs mighty little. So remember, friends, refreshing, delicious Double Mint chewing gum. Sweetheart, I'm longing for only you. That's all I do the whole night through. There's such a longing since we're apart. I miss you so. Inside my heart.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much, friends. There's a lot of now. Yes, sir.
Hold everything. Look who I just run into.
Well, I'll be doggoned if it isn't Caleb Hooton.
Howdy, son.
What in the world are you doing here in New York, old-timer?
Oh, just wanderlust, boy. Sheer mad wanderlust.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll say one thing. You're sure looking good.
I'm perky as a cowbird wearing a peacock's feathers, son. And you know why?
No, why?
Because ever since I got here, all I've been drinking is that there Texas gopher water.
Texas gopher water?
Yep. Take it for my teeth.
But, Caleb, you've got false teeth.
I know. Every morning I have to go for them. Get it? That's sort of a country joke.
Yeah. You should have left it there, too, I think.
Yeah, I think you're right.
By the way, Caleb, I was just thinking. I bet you ain't seen many of the sights around the big city yet. So how about going out with me and taking in one of them great big department stores they have here?
Why, I might just do that, Junior. Is it interesting?
Is it interesting? Why, I went into one of them yesterday to buy my gal some nylons, and before I knew it, I was being poked and stabbed and trampled on by 200 women.
That sounds wonderful. What'd you do?
I stood it as long as I could. Then I just lowered my head and started swinging.
Fine thing. Why didn't you act like a gentleman?
I had been acting like a gentleman for an hour. I decided to act like a lady.
Not bad, son. Not very bad. Incidentally, speaking of women, did I tell you boys about the new cow I got?
No, you didn't, old-timer. What kind?
Well, I ain't got the vaguest idea, son. I just called her McTavish.
McTavish.
Yeah, and that's where I made my mistake.
Yeah? What happened?
Don't rush me, son. I like to tell this my own way.
I'm sorry. Go right ahead. Take your time.
Much obliged. Anyway, she wouldn't give an ounce of milk.
No.
Finally, it got so bad, I had to call in one of them psychiatrist fellas.
Did he find out what was wrong?
I'll say he did. Seems like the cow heard that her name was McTavish. She thought that thing was a bagpipe, and she wouldn't give a drop. So long, boys. So long.
What goes with me? I hate this living I chose for me.
Tired of me, misery. Should have never roamed.
And left that home cooking.
Home cooking. Life is cruel. I was a fool to roam. I climbed this hill. I tried to sail. And then I stepped on a rusty nail.
Never even get no mail. I'm so far from all that goes with me.
Light screen door,
banner from Niagara Falls,
green grass on
the home sweet home upon the wall. That's
home cooking.
Gonna have me some
home cooking.
Reach and get you some
quiet life. Quite the life for me. Quiet life is quite the life for me.
Thank you very much. Get the screen towards your home cooking. In fact, I think that we ought to swap recipes like most folks cook. And you know, I think that I'll start right off by telling you and all of the folks my own favorite recipe for enjoyment. And that's chewing refreshing, delicious, double mint chewing gum. Yes, sir, friends, while I go on about doing my work, I always chew that swell double mint gum. Cause that smooth, pleasant chewing and that grand-tasting double mint flavor adds plenty of extra enjoyment to whatever I'm doing. Besides that, chewing delicious double mint leaves both my hands free for other things. See what I mean? Yes, sir? I can thank refreshing, delicious double mint gum for making a good many moments a whole lot more pleasant for me. And that's why I'm suggesting that you get a couple of packages of refreshing, delicious double mint chewing gum real soon. I'm sad, I've got the blues. Can't shake the sands of Texas from my shoes. I sigh, I don't know why. guess I've got those dear old Texas blues. The smell of the rain, the roll of the plane, the feel of my seat in the saddle. I'd give all I own if I could be home, back on the range punching cattle. I guess I'll have the blues till I shake the sands of Texas from my shoes. The smell of the rain, the roll of the plane, the feel of my seat in the saddle. I'd give all I own if I could be home, back on the range punching cattle. I guess I'll have the blues till I shake the sands of Texas from my shoes. Can't shake the sands of Texas from my shoes. Can't shake the sands of Texas from my shoes. Thank you very, very much, gang. I'm glad you liked it.
Like it? I love that there kind of music, Sonny boy. In fact, you might say it's prettier than a blue-bellied toad on a lily pad.
You can say that again, Caleb.
Okay, I said it's prettier than a blue-bellied toad.
Never mind.
Oh, on a lily pad. I hate to leave things just hanging there.
I see.
Golly, Dean, ain't it just like old times having Caleb around here again?
Certainly is, Johnny. In fact, you know, I was just kind of thinking here. Remember the first time that we met old Caleb?
Brother, I'll say I do.
Well, don't just stand there, son. Tell the story. Who knows? I might win one of them Oscars.
Well, you might at that, old-timer. But I doubt it very, very much. Anyway, folks, as I remember it now, the Caleb Houghton story all began late one afternoon a few years back. In fact, Johnny and I had just been up in Eagle Pass this particular day, chasing down a few strays. When we happened along a small mountain stream that I'd almost forgotten about, anyway, sure enough, there in the middle of it was old Caleb, down on his hands and knees, panning for gold.
Hi there, old-timer. How you making out?
Oh, howdy, howdy, boys. I didn't hear you right up.
Having any luck?
Oh, some good, some bad. Been sloshing a few hunks of gold, but mostly sand. By the way, what you two doing up this way?
Oh, just shagging down a few strays. How long you been up here?
Why, a little over a week now, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
To a fellow like me, though, time don't mean much. By the way, my name's Houghton, Caleb Houghton.
Oh, I'm Gene Autry. This is my sidekick, Johnny Bond.
Well, glad to know you, boys.
Same here.
Say, look, old-timer, don't let us interrupt you. We just stopped by to say hello.
Oh, don't be silly, son. My work can wait. Besides, I ain't seen nobody for so long, I'm kind of glad to have the company.
You mean you don't ever get into town?
Not very often, son. But just between us, I kind of think Clarence and me might be heading for level ground pretty soon now. That is, if this ore starts panning out the way I think it's going to.
Clarence? Who's Clarence?
Oh, I forgot. You fellas ain't never met my mule, have you? He's the only living relative I got left. Clarence, this here's Gene and Johnny.
Well, glad to know you, Clarence.
Yeah, same here. Say, look, old-timer, just got an idea. How'd you like a good old-fashioned home-cooked meal for a change?
Mister, if you just said what I thought you just said, my answer is three words. Yes, and how soon?
Okay, how about tonight? That is, if you like Mulligan stew.
Can't stand it. What time do you want me there?
6 o'clock, all right.
Son, you just made yourself a deal. Oh, by the way, I forgot to ask. Where's your place?
5 miles due west of town, on the Ridge Rock Road. You know where that is?
No, but I know where town is. And from there on, me and Clarence, we'll just follow the smell of home-cooked Mulligan stew.
And so, folks, the Caleb Houghton story all began just as simple as that. But when 6:30 rolled around, without the old-timers showing up, I began wondering what had happened to him. Maybe he had just gotten a late start, or maybe he just plain couldn't find a place. At any rate, I knew one thing, that he wouldn't have stood us up if he could help it. Anyway, at 8 o'clock, I had the rest of the boys go ahead with dinner. But instead of sitting down with them, I just had a hunch. I headed for town and the county claims office.
Wally, open up. It's me, Gene Autry.
That What in tarnation do you want at this time of night?
Sorry to get you out of bed, Wally, but...
Can I wait till tomorrow?
No, I need some information. It's kind of important.
Okay. Come on in.
Thanks.
Fellas like you make fellas like me wish we were rich enough to own a house instead of sleeping in the same place we work.
I said it was sorry, didn't I?
I'm only kidding. Just let me get on this rope. Okay, follow me and watch yourself. It's dark through this hall. Now, wait till I switch on this light. There we are. Okay, now, what do you want to know?
Well, I'm checking on an old man named Caleb Hooten, Wally. He wasn't in here this afternoon by any chance, was he?
What? You mean you had me get out of bed and come all the way in here just to ask me that?
I told you it was important.
Okay, so it's important. The answer's still no. Only had two people come in all day, and neither one of them had a name that sounded anything like what you just said.
All right, all right. In that case, then, how about checking on a piece of property up in Eagle Pass section for me?
Look, Jane Autry, will you please tell me what you're trying to prove?
I just want to find out if a certain section up on Sandy Creek has ever been laid claim to, that's all.
Whereabouts in Sandy Creek?
Oh, just below the rapids. Maybe a quarter of a mile.
Well, that shouldn't be too hard to check on. Here, let's take a look at this map. Now then, you say it's just about here, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, that's section 34J. Now then, wait till I see what the files show. 18, 26, 32, 33. Ah, here it is. 34J.
Good. What does it say about it? It
says, claim staked and filed by Eli Holland, September
9, 1944. Well, guess that's that. Sorry to have buzzed you, Wally.
Oh, think nothing of it. I love getting up in the middle of the night.
So, all I'd found out up to now was that the old-timer had been prospecting on land that he couldn't have claimed anyway. And then I got to thinking, maybe he'd just decided to pack up and move on. But I still wasn't convinced in my own mind. So the next morning, I saddled up Champion again and headed towards Sandy Creek for another look around. Oh, hold on. Well, Champ, hold it a minute, boy. I'll just get off here and do a little checking over on that rig.
You looking for something, mister?
Huh? Oh, howdy, mister. Didn't know there was anybody else around.
I asked you a question.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm looking for an old prospector by the name of Caleb Hooten. Haven't seen him around here, have you?
He's gone, said he's going to visit his brother. Anything else you want to know?
Didn't leave any message, did he?
Look, mister, I don't know nothing about any message, but in just case you don't know it, this is private property. So if you're smart, you'll clear out and leave well enough alone.
So that's the way it is, huh?
Yes, that's the way it is. So beat it.
Thank you, my friend. I'll beat it like you say. But don't take any bets that I won't be back. Now, I knew something was fishy, because the old-timer had told me right on that very same spot that he didn't have any family left in the world. That being the case, he couldn't very well have gone to visit his brother. And then all of a sudden, the answer to the whole thing hit me like a jolt of rope around a calf's neck. Yes, sir, from here on, it was just a matter of setting a little trap with the right piece of cheese. And since Johnny Bond was new around these parts, I decided that he was the best piece of cheese that I could find.
Hey, Mr. Barnes, quick, I want to stake a claim.
Sounds like you hit it good, young fella. Wait till I get my book.
Okay, but hurry it up, will you? I don't want nothing to happen.
Don't worry, Mr.
Bond, Johnny Bond.
All right. Now, first, where is this property? You want the claim located?
Over at the south end of Big Snake Creek. Just this side of Johansson's Mill. You know where it is.
Okay. According to the map, that's section 107 and 108L. I just told her the second I want to check the claims file.
Right. Oh, this sure is my lucky day. Only been in these ports less than a week now, and already I hit it big. Found an ounce and a half of gold out there in no time at all. Could have got more, but wanted to get down here as fast as I could, stake out my claim, you know.
Well, looks like you're still in luck, Mr. Bond. Just signed this paper right here, and the land's yours.
Okay. Right there. Anything else?
Not a thing.
In that case, shake hands with a millionaire, buddy, and have a cigar.
Now the piece of cheese was in the trap, and all we had to do was wait for the rat. So just as we planned, Johnny went back to Big Snake Creek and pitched camp. When he got there, it was just after dark. The sky had started to cloud over, and a little bit it looked like rain. All of which only made Johnny even more scared than he was already.
Oh, me. Why did I ever give in? Who's that? Oh, must have been the wind.
Good evening, Mr. Bob.
Who are you?
You mean you don't recognize me? Yeah. That better?
Mr. Burns, what are you doing up here?
I collect gold for a hobby. I thought you might have some you could spare.
Okay, all right, but what are you pointing that gun at me for?
Oh, didn't I tell you? I'm sorry. You see, I think it's important to point your gun at a man when you intend to kill him. Don't you?
Oh, sure. What did you say?
Forget it. Just start saying your prayers, cause...
My hand.
All right, you're lucky that it wasn't worse than that, Burns. Should I say Mr. Eli Holland?
I don't know what you're talking about. Besides, you can't prove a thing.
Well, we'll see about that. Time up, Johnny.
Oh, wait a minute. Ain't you even gonna thank me?
Oh, sure. I'm sorry. Thanks for being my piece of cheese.
Think nothing of it, old pal. Just one little thing.
What's that?
Another 2 seconds and your piece of cheese would have been Swiss cheese.
And so, folks, that's the end of the Caleb Hooten story.
Boy, that Eli Holland fella really had himself quite a little racket, didn't he, Gene?
I'll say this, Johnny. You see, folks, by using his job at the recorder's office, he could issue claims to prospectors who hit rich strikes. Then, as soon as they left, he tore up their claims and made out new predated ones to Eli Holland, which was his real name. After that, well, he'd just do away with the prospector, and nobody was any the wiser.
Hey, I forgot to ask you.
What's that?
What made you suspicious of him in the first place?
A date, Johnny. A sample date on that claim that he showed me the first night I was there. It said, filed by Eli Holland, September 9th, 1944.
Well, what's wrong with that?
Nothing, except afterwards I got to thinking about it and remembered a little story. You see, September 9th is admission day in this state, and no government offices open because of a holiday.
Well, I'll be...
That ain't all of the story, though, son.
It ain't?
No, sirree, not by a long shot. You see, all the time you fellas thought I was a garter, I was really tied to a tree. And coming towards me were 65 cougars, 38 mountain lions, and 3 wild boars carrying submachine guns. Anyway, all I had with me was a slingshot and an old emery board.
That's all, brother. Good night, Caleb. Here's a mighty pretty tune that many a cowboy has seen as well as heard. For nestled in the canyon, somewhere high in the Rockies, is a place where the sands of time sing a song that you never forget. The name of the place, Alamosa, the song, well, it goes like this. The singing sands of Alamosa sang tenderly the night that we found love was ours. Deep in the sands of Alamosa, the angels hid a song amid the desert flowers. But since you said goodbye, there's no music, just the ghost of a song that used to be. The singing sands of Alamosa will sing anew the day that you come back to me. But since you said goodbye, there's no music, just the ghost of a song that used to be. The singing sounds of Alamosa will sing of you the day that you come back.
Beautiful music, so soothing and relaxing. Kind of gives me a new lease on life.
Well, I'll tell you, Charlie, music can do that all right. And you know, I found that chewing refreshing double mint gum is a swell help treat, too. Yes, sir, when I get going to the point where my nerves are tight and edgy, that smooth, pleasant chewing helps to ease me up a bit. And that nice, clean double mint flavor gives me a welcome lift, too. So remember, folks, that's refreshing, delicious Devil Mint Gum. I like it. Well, friends, looks like we've used up the last of the batter for Saturday night. But me and the whole Melody Ranch gang will be back to mix up a new batch for you next week at the same time and over these same CBS stations. So try and drop around then, won't you? In the meantime, this is G-Mac with the Double Mint Gum, asking you to keep thinking of us.